From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. France seeks support to defeat Islamic State. French President François Hollande says he and Russian President Vladimir Putin have agreed to exchange intelligence on the Islamic State militants and other extremist groups in Syria to maximize the effectiveness of their bombing campaigns. President Hollande is in Moscow on a diplomatic mission to build an offensive force against Islamic State. That's also taken him to the U.S., Germany, Britain, and Italy. President Putin says the United States knew the flight path of a Russian jet shot down by Turkey last Tuesday should have informed Turkey, its coalition ally. The U.S. has an agreement with Russia to avoid aircraft collisions over Syria, where both countries are conducting bombing campaigns. Turkey says it issued repeated warnings. Tens of thousands came out for an open-air mass led by Pope Francis Thursday at the University of Nairobi. VOA's Jill Craig reports.
Despite gray skies and heavy showers, Kenyans turned out in force to the University of Nairobi sports grounds Thursday morning. In his homily, Pope Francis extolled family values, saying that Kenyan society has long been based on a deep respect for the wisdom of the elderly and love for children. The Pope said, for their sake and for the good of society, our faith in God's word calls us to support families in their mission in society, to accept children as a blessing for our world, and to defend the dignity of each man and woman. Jill Craig, Nairobi.
Pope Francis will be visiting on Friday with the poor in Nairobi's Kangemi slum. His African trip also includes stops in Uganda and the Central African Republic. This is VOA News. The Boko Haram extremist group killed at least 15 people in an attack Thursday on a village in Niger's southern border area of Difa. Niger security sources said that militants opened fire indiscriminately on villagers and that government troops pursued them. The United Nations says there have been at least 50 attacks and clashes between Islamist fighters and Niger troops since February, dozens of them in the Difa region. British Prime Minister David Cameron appealed to lawmakers to back airstrikes against Islamic State militants in Syria, saying it will make the country safer. Henry Ridgewell has more.
From their base in Cyprus, British warplanes are already conducting airstrikes on Islamic State targets in Iraq. Prime Minister Cameron told British lawmakers that operation must be extended to the group's heartland in Syria.
We do face a fundamental threat to our security. We can't wait for a political transition. We have to hit these terrorists in their heartlands right now.
British lawmakers will be given a vote on extending the airstrikes to Syria, but only when the government is sure the bill will not be defeated. Henry Ridgewell, London.
The two Koreas agreed Thursday to hold a rare high-level dialogue next month, in line with an accord struck in August aimed at easing cross-border tensions. A unification ministry spokesman says the two sides would meet at the deputy minister level on December 11th in the Kaesong Joint Industrial Zone just inside North Korea. Meetings between mid-level officials began Thursday on the North Korean side of the truce village, Panmunjom. Thousands of mourners gathered Thursday at South Korea's parliamentary headquarters to say farewell to former President Kim Il-sung, the democracy crusader who died last Sunday at the age of 87. Kim made his reputation as a nine-term lawmaker who fought more than two decades of political dictatorship in South Korea. Chinese authorities have released on medical leave a 71-year-old journalist imprisoned on charges of leaking state secrets. State media reported a development Thursday just hours after a court reduced the sentence for Gao Yu from 7 years to five. After that ruling, her lawyers announced they were seeking medical leave for their client who suffers from heart trouble. The World Athletics governing body says Russia accepted a full indefinite suspension from international competition following a report alleging that Russia's athletes were part of a state-sponsored blood doping scheme. The International Association of Athletics Federations confirmed the suspension Thursday following a council meeting in Monaco. The suspension includes banning the Russian track and field team from competing in the 2016 Summer Olympics in Rio de Janeiro. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.